Hey everybody, this is Keith Haas from WRSU FM New Brunswick. I am here live at the Meadows Music Festival at City Field. And today I have the privilege of interviewing Paul Janeway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. How's it going today, man?
It's good. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Come around to the city often?
It feels like at least twice a year, but it's never on vacation. It's always working, so, but it's lovely, man. It's beautiful, beautiful weather right now, so I'm happy.
It's been perfect weather for this whole festival, so everyone really lucked out.
Yeah.
But let's just get right into the questions here. So how did you meet your backing band, The Broken Bones?
Well, I met the band through Jesse, who's the bass player. Me and Jesse had played in I've only played in two bands in my entire life. And the other band that I played in, Jesse played in. And we became really good friends, and so we were kinda on the up and up. Things were kinda going up. And he said, well, let's record our musical relationship. So we went in there and did that, and he knew all the guys that are in the band now, and so he brought those guys in each at a time. And it was kind of insane. And so we were like, oh, we have a band. So we had to go from there, and that's kind of how it formed.
Nice. And how did the name Broken Bones come up? I mean, I just really dig it. Simple, but...
So the first song that me and Jesse wrote for this was Broken Bones and Pocket Change is All She Left Me With. So basically... Broken Bones and No Money is, you know, this band and No Money is what she left me with. So that's where it came from.
All right. So in a world of top 40 hits, what made you want to pursue this classic R&B soul music?
It's what we grew up around. It's what everybody kind of, their background is. And for us, it's a situation where as a band, you kind of, that's where you start. And then as you grow, you go in different directions and you go do different things, and so, but a lot of the guys are from the Muscle Shoals area and playing Memphis and where that music was, where a lot of that music was born, so that's, I think, so when you start, you rest on what you know, and so that's what we know.
So who are some of your biggest soul influences? Because again, I mean,
yeah. Well, I could only listen to gospel and a little bit of soul music growing up. So, I mean, someone like Otis Redding, Al Green, my mom, the other group that I could only listen to was a 70s group called the Stylistics, and the lead singer sang in falsetto. So that's about it for me.
I mean, hey, you can't go wrong with Otis Redding.
I agree. I love some good Otis for sure.
There's a quote of you saying, I love the Rolling Stones, but my train of thought is, you gotta try and blow them off stage. And that's still my goal. So, other than style, what parallels do you see yourself having with the Stones, I was thinking?
Not many. We opened up for them. That's where that quote comes from. We opened up for them in Atlanta and Buffalo, and so we were very big about... So I was still competitive, you know. I think we all love similar music, which is when, you know, I got to hang out with Keith and them. Like, that's what we talked about, similar music. So it was a blast. So I think there's probably parallels there, and wanting to put on a good show, I think is always there.
Hey, I'd love to hang out with Keith. I was named after the guy. So
yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, I have.
Your latest record, Sea of Noise, has been out for a little bit over a year now. It was September of last year, right?
Right, yeah, it's been out, I guess over a year now, or just a year. It's pretty wild.
So what goals were you trying to achieve with this body of work?
I think shifting the musical, you know, some of the musical elements of it, trying to, shift, maybe expand the musical palette a bit so that, you know, we continue to grow, and I think also it's a little more topical to the times, which is always interesting, and it's a little more up to date, and it was a blast. But I think just changing that, I think that second record tells people what kind of band you are, And for us, it's an, kind of expansive and always going to change. And that's important for us.
I definitely see your sophomore record being a statement, right, from what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And it's a lot of it is about, you know, Southern identity, navigating Southern identity in these modern times, which is an interesting, I think, proposition. I think it's difficult to navigate sometimes and to figure out exactly what your place is in the modern world.
How has touring been integral to your success as an artist?
Well, I think it's had, I would say, 90% to do with what we've been able to accomplish. Just because we tour all the time. We're touring constantly on the road. And that's been, that's really how we've built our audience. We still view it as one person at a time. So you went over one person, you went over two people, and you went over, and so we still view it that way. And as it grows, I still feel like you got to give people the show of their life so that they'll want to come and see it again and bring friends. And I still kind of live and die by that philosophy.
Despite all this constant touring, are you working on any new music currently?
We actually are. We're starting a third record here real soon. But I've been working on it. We've been out in LA, and so we'll start. I mean, after the end of this run, which is October 1st or 2nd, we're going to start recording the third record. So it's exciting. It's an exciting proposition, and it's always fun. That to me is one of my favorite parts of doing this, is creating, and it's a blast.
So we should be expecting a 2018 release.
I would think so. I would be shocked if you don't.
So a couple more questions. These are more fun. First off, what musical talents would you want to work with in the future, like collaborations or whatnot?
Oh, man. I love something like Kendrick Lamar. I think that's pretty awesome.
You know, that'd be interesting.
That'd be a lot of fun for me. Modern-wise, I love Daft Punk. I think that would be a lot of fun. Most of the people that I've wanted to work with do not live anymore, you know, passed away. So it's kind of like, you know, so those are two I can think of off the top of my head.
And this one, it's a dumb question, but I ask everybody this. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
I'm going to take the duck-sized horses, 100 of them. I think I could handle 100 duck-sized horses.
I mean, one horse-sized duck, that would be vicious. Ducks are vicious alone, so.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. I mean, ducks are not very, they can be very mean animals. So one giant one versus, you know, like horses are pretty tranquil, you know. So I think I could take 100 duck-sized horses.
You know what, Paul? Thanks for your time today. Great interview.
Thanks for having me.